Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 24:21-22. My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? This proverb couplet involves fear, yet it is a prescription for holy and happy living for us and our children. Solomon instructs in the proper order, fear the Lord and the king. Fear of the Lord is the higher fear, therefore fear of the king must be subordinate to the fear of the Lord. Not only are we to teach our children to fear the Lord, but we are to teach them to fear the king. Not having kings, we are to teach our children to fear the authorities that God has placed over them. We are not to tear down authorities in the minds of our children by our speech or actions. On the contrary, we are to reverence authority. The book of Romans tells us that all authority comes from God and that those in authority are to be considered as ministers of God for good. Do not let those who wish to paint this subject in grays of varying shades confuse your thinking. That idea comes from a fool who explores his heart, refusing to explore the Word of God. Since authority comes from God, those who are given authority are expected to exercise that authority within the framework of God's Word. Both those who have authority and those who are under authority are responsible to God, and the behavior of one is not to establish the behavior of the other. The key is that both are responsible to God, the ultimate authority. Paul in Titus 3:1 writes, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. And in 1 Timothy 2:1-2, he exhorts us to pray for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We are not to fight authority, but are to pray for those in authority. God values a quiet and peaceable life for his children. Therefore, he gives authority to those over them for their good. Letting all things be done decently and in order, 1 Corinthians 14:40, cannot be done without authority. It just does not happen. God provides for us to live an orderly life, and authority must be exercised to accomplish this. To avoid opposing authority, we are told by this proverb to separate ourselves, to not meddle with those who are given to change. The word meddle in this proverb is from the root word which means to braid, to intermix, to mingle. So not braiding, not intermixing, not mingling means to be separate from those who are given to change. Now the word change means to transmute something into a different form or nature. In other words, we are to separate from those who change the commands of authority into a different form or nature. We are to separate from those who disguise, pervert, or alter the commands of authority. According to this proverb, this includes the commands of the Word of God, and it also includes the commands of the king, or in our case, the commands of the authorities over us. We are not to intermingle ourselves with people who rebel against authority and distort the commands of authority. Jude calls them filthy dreamers who despise dominion. Men of this ilk propose change in order to intermingle themselves in change, which may give an appearance of progress. They propose ideas which tickle the ears of the foolish and attract a following for their own selfish purposes. Rebellion against that which authority commands will usually attract a following, and some men from the depths of their heart desire a following. These men will use man's natural dissatisfaction with authority in order to gain a following. Remember what took place in the Garden of Eden when the devil deceived Eve in order to gain a following? And what a following he gained because she meddled with him who was given to change. Did he not disguise, pervert, and alter the commands of authority? Did not he say unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden, and ye shall not surely die? So mingling herself in conversation with the serpent, she ate of the tree and gave her husband to eat, thus bringing about man's ruin. Do we not hear the devil in our daily relationships? Did you ever hear him pose questions or declarations like these? I can't imagine your boss expecting you to do all that. You mean your pastor really said that? That's unreasonable. The Bible may say that, but nobody does it. I can't believe your mother makes you do all that. I don't care what the law says, I'm going to do it anyway. But be sure that the Lord and the King have plans for those who play the devil. For our proverb says, For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? The Lord and the King have plans for those given to changing the word of authority. Who knows the ruin that the Lord and the King have planned? Whatever it is a ruin planned by authority established by God, and it is planned to happen suddenly. Remember dissatisfied Korah who coveted change? God commanded the earth to open her mouth and swallow them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. Numbers 16:31-33. How suddenly did their calamity arise, how quickly their mouths were silenced from changing the word of the Lord.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.